line. I'm sitting here with Shaq Barrett, who, you're sporting your regular numbers today.
Oh, yeah.
I got 48. We got Shaq, and we got Shaq Jr. right below him. How cool is this experience for you to be able to not only go through this parade, but to share it with your family?
It's a great experience right now. I'm happy, like you said, to have my family out here. Be with my coach right there, outside linebacker, coach of the year, Pug, right there. Got my guy Lorente up here. Man, I'm just happy to share it with them guys.
How cool is it to wear that hat, the Super Bowl champion hat? You got the AFC championship before. It's a pretty cool hat. But this is what it's all about, isn't it, Shaq?
Oh, yeah, it's most definitely about Super Bowl 50 and getting the job done, not just getting there and just playing and just being a participant. We wanted to win and show everybody that we was one of the best teams, well, the best team in the NFL and the best defense in the NFL, and I think we went out there and did that.
Has it sunk in yet? What's it been like these last 24, 48 hours for you?
It kind of suck in. I still got some work to do, though. It's not all the way in yet. But it's been fun, though, people sending you messages and stuff, talking to the family members. Happy that the people got to come out and experience. I'm happy my wife was there to experience it with me. She's been through a lot with me, and I'm happy that we could go through that together.
We're already getting ready for these parade sounds. We got trains behind. We got fire trucks honking horns. Here comes the police to the side here going back and forth. What's been the best part? Was it the moment afterwards? When was the moment that it was like, wow, we're the best in the world?
Once we got Vaughn got the little strip sack down in our own territory, and TJ scooped it up. That's when it's set in that we're gonna win this. We putting ourselves in position to be the Super Bowl champs, and that's when it started to sink in right then and then. It just started feeling good instantly.
You know, you play for a team that has Peyton Manning on it. Usually, especially in 2013, it was all about the quarterback. This season, this team has been all about the defense, you being a key part in that defense. I would assume that makes it even more special for you, Shaq.
Yeah, just being able to contribute defense, special teams, wherever they needed me to contribute at. And that's what that was like a big part for me. I just wanted to be able to help out wherever needed. And they trusted me enough to put me out there, and I was able to get some of the work done out there.
The fact that you were able to do it here, I'm sure any NFL city would be great for you to win a championship. But the fact that you went to college here at Colorado State and now to win a world championship, a Super Bowl championship for the city, how does that make you feel?
It feels real good. Like, and I got like a lot of support system from up in Fort Collins, and so people know me and follow me. And I'm happy that I wasn't able to do any that much at Colorado State, but going to the next level, I'm happy to bring the whole state some glory and some pride.
Last thing for you, vacation starts tomorrow officially. Any big plans for the Barrett family?
Me and my wife going somewhere.
There you go.
Me and the kids, like the whole family, went over to bye week, so for a little wedding, a late wedding, honeymoon type thing, we're going to go somewhere, me and my wife.
Very good. It's been a long season, short off season for you, but that's why you play the game, correct?
Oh, correct, yeah. We can have this every year. I won't mind it at all.
Shaq, appreciate it. Congratulations again.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
All right, guys, we'll send it back to you.
For the third Super Bowl. It's been so much fun. What I love that I see today is the younger generation, all the kids that weren't able to watch the Super Bowl championships in the 90s, and they heard all of us older folk talk about them, the teams, our favorite players, and now a younger generation gets to watch their favorite players and their favorite team and celebrate. This is a win for the Broncos, for Colorado, and for Broncos fans across the globe.
Hey, one last thing before we get ready for the parade. How many here, with a show of hands and a yell, how many of you got a chance to go out to Super Bowl 50? Quite a few. I'll say this. There were so many orange jerseys at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara. It was unlike any Super Bowl that I have seen before. It clearly was a home field advantage for the Broncos. They played that way, and for those that got a chance to go out, you should be very proud of that. Great, great job.
Absolutely. There was so much orange in the crowd there in Santa Clara. It was fantastic. Hey, we're still waiting for everybody to get on board, all the vehicles and the fire trucks. So we have about 10 minutes before the parade starts. We'll entertain you with a little bit of music. But before we do that, now that we have many more people here, should we do another Denver Broncos chant? We'll say Denver, you say? Denver! 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 Nice job. All right, 10 more minutes. We'll get that parade started. You'll be able to watch it on the big screens, too. So hang out and enjoy. The world champs are coming here soon, I promise.
They talked about that three-peat that didn't happen back in the day. Oh, here we go. We're getting some images. You know, we already saw Rod Mackey out there, and they're coming down. But Ed's got four boys. Two of them weren't around.
Oh, yeah.
Two of them were not around when he won those Super Bowls. So this is,
How many McCaffrey boys do you think we could have on the Broncos roster at one time?
I mean, it'd be great if we could have at least two or three.
It just seems like, I mean, I don't want to be greedy, but...
But, you know...
It only seems fair that we get two, maybe?
Yeah, why not?
We'll take Christian.
We'll take him.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So a moment ago, you saw that shot from Sky 9. As soon as the Broncos approach one of the on-the-ground cameras, we'll take you down there. Oh, I got something that beats that. Rod Mackey on board alongside Brock
Osweiler. Rod on the bus.
Hey, guys, so we're setting up here. The fun is starting to begin. We just we're passing the Denver Chop House now, and you can see the fans getting thicker and thicker as we go, going crazy. Everyone, look at Shaq and his son waving to everyone. This is a great stuff. We also got Lorente McCray, who's in front of the truck. We'll try to climb up there and get him as well. You may lose me soon. It's so loud here, you can't hear. And we're just getting warmed up here on the whole thing. Head down the street. There's the barricades, and now the fan crowd goes nuts. You know, what's also funny to watch is these players, not only do you have all the fans filming the players, but most of the guys up here have their selfie stick, they've got their cell phones. Shaq's wife right now getting some shots with her phone, Lorente McCray, like I said, in front, waving to the crowd and being a part of the whole thing, documenting all this stuff yourself, because, yes, the Broncos have won three of these things, but you don't know when it's going to happen again, and they are soaking it all in. Fantastic stuff.
Wow. Right there, Von Miller out front. More sartorial splendor from that man who has given us so much in that department.
I love his hats. He always has great hats, too. He's always had the wonderful hats on. Von Miller, there's Annabelle Bolin holding up that Vince Lombardi trophy. 49 years they've had it, always made by Tiffany, and the team gets to keep it. And there I see Peyton Manning.
There he is, along with DeMarcus Ware.
And his twins, Marshall and Mosley, they're precious. I know Marshall's been to quite a few of the practices, stretching out with the team and things. They're just, you know, they're four, and they're finally getting to experience this with Dad.
We have to remember that for so many of these players, there's Joe Ellis in the passenger seat of the fire truck, that for so many of these players, Peyton Manning had won a Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl MVP. No, but for other players, their chance to come here was for this moment.
Yeah.
A number of them could have made more money someplace else, could have lived someplace where it never snows, but they wanted to come here and be a part of something special, and it's their day. And then there are the folks associated with the team, like Wade Phillips. I think Wade Phillips is my favorite Denver Bronco.
I know he's, you can't but love him. You want to hug him.
I will say this. That guy has been around the league forever with some good but not great teams, some Buffalo Bills teams that nearly put something together, some bad teams. Boy, some of those Cowboys years were ugly. But it didn't get the man down. He does his job and just enjoys life with such enthusiasm. I am so happy for Wade Phillips that he gets his ring. I mean, can't forget his years here in Denver, and then he left town and they won the Super Bowl, so he wasn't able to be a part of that. But Wade Phillips understands that you can win and have fun at the same time.
And you point that out, and he lived, you know, kind of in his dad's shadow for a long time, too. But Gary Kubiak has seen the highs and lows of coaching as well. And the mini stroke he suffered a year ago, that was pretty humbling, too, a couple years ago. Oh, look at this.
So we can't help but compare this moment to the Broncos' last Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Union Station.
Oh, yeah.
Think of what that place
Union
has become.
Union Station was just like where the trains came, and that was it.
Now, I mean that place is beautiful, you know, thanks to Dana Crawford, who has her name around the hotel, and so many other people who have revitalized that landmark. So can't help but think about that when you've got the Broncos on the fire truck. Derek Wolfe front and center. There's another guy who is starting to kind of find his voice. We always knew he was going to be a special player, but... You remember, these folks come to us after college.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, they're young guys, and they're not professional speakers, and they're learning how to lead, and Derek Wolf is coming along.
Oh, he has. And we're so glad he made that long-term commitment right before the Super Bowl. Oh, look at it. Is that C.J. Anderson?
That's C.J. Anderson right
there. I love the story of Tom Brady going over to C.J. Anderson saying, just keep running like you did, and you're an undrafted kid that's made it, and you're going to have a long career in this league. I love that. I mean, he really has proved a lot of critics wrong.
I love the guys who have to prove it. Not that anybody gets anything handed to him in this league other than maybe an initial contract, but man, C.J. Anderson, there's somebody who battled and somebody who knows that feeling when cut day is coming.
Yes.
And we're paring down rosters preseason. And he's been on both ends of those decisions. So for him to reach the top, what a special moment. And, hey, CJ, thanks for the touchdown, by the way. We'd hate to be the first Super Bowl winning team without an offensive touchdown.
Yeah, thank goodness, yeah. But you know, they get beat up so badly. Gosh, those are the ones that you say, I hope they rest their body here for a little while because those running backs, they get it. So I hope they get some good time to rest in this brief, really brief offseason because we talked about it. Their training really begins in so many ways in just a matter of weeks. And it's, you know, getting ready for the next year. And you just never know. You never know if you're going to be healthy. You don't know if you're going to gel with the team. It's so nice to see all the wives.
There's Ron Mackey on the fire truck. How about that?
So nice.
Well, and we talk about CJ. Oh, there's Brock.
Oh, there's your fan. There's
Listen
Brock.
To the crowd. They love it. They're seeing Brock, too.
Oh, and he is loving this. That's so neat.
Big cheer for number 17 here at Civic Center Park. When he came up on the big screen, I hope he has his moment on the steps of the city and county building because this crowd wants to salute him so badly.
He is so tall. He's such a big guy when you see him. And you know, I know he's got his Arizona ties and John Elway's always been a fan. He always knew that he liked him. He liked his style and liked who he was.
We mentioned this during the 11 o'clock hour. It bears repeating with the number of people who have joined us for the parade here on 9 News and on 9news.com. So much of this season, Broncos fans thought, boy, we're going to have to choose. If only, you know, in my head and heart, between Brock and Peyton.
Yeah, how do you choose?
And Coach Kubiak did have to actually choose, and he made some tough decisions. He did not make easy or popular calls, but the fact is, folks, we don't have to choose.
No.
Peyton Manning has the opportunity, which most people think he'll avail himself of, to leave the game at its absolute pinnacle. So few players have done that. John Elway, Jerome Bettis, Jim Brown left at the top of his personal game.
Yes.
But if Peyton Manning does do that, here's hoping that we can convince Brock to stick around because he did such a great job this year, and he's a work in progress.
Yes,
and you can tell he's so dedicated to the craft of improving.
And, you know, they always say, just give me reps, give me a chance. They're both competitive people. They both wanted back in that game all the time when they weren't in the game. But I think of the day when John Elway announced his retirement, and he knew. I mean, he knew he was ready. But, boy, is it a tough day. He was so emotional. I mean, you're never really ready. There's Brenton Colquitt and Brandon McManus. We talked about them. What a team they are. And really involved in the community. I got to give them a shout-out. I see them every year at the Global Down Syndrome Foundation. They're phenomenal.
100%.
But boy, we need them. Every time the kicker is the guy that if it doesn't go your way and it didn't happen for the Panthers, I felt terrible. I always feel badly.
You always feel bad for the kicker.
I always do for the kicker.
And, you know, and McManus had that one tough kick.
Yeah.
That could have ended a game, which we still won. It's all good. But, man, he had so many clutch moments this year for us as we're taking a look at Coach Kubiak and his family there on that ride. But Brandon McManus, of course, came into camp not sure if he was going to be with the Broncos this year because it could have been Connor Barth as well. Another good guy, just like Brandon McManus, a truly funny, just a great guy to talk to and to follow on Twitter. Follow Brandon. Kid McManus is his Twitter handle.
He's a very funny dude. I know he'll have some good stuff today. All of them will, but it'll be good stuff. I love it.
So there's your difference from the last parade. All the players there
recording
and snapping photos from their phones. You were talking about the big old school camcorders people were rocking at the last parade.
I know. Now, if you're not there, all you have to do is get on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter and find out what they're doing, too. It's just completely different.
This is such a neat moment, too, for Denver Fire and the other fire departments and districts that are able to participate in this parade. We can't forget what they do to keep fans safe every Sunday of the season. Never mind the other days, but every Sunday of the season. So for them to get a piece of this pie is very cool as well.
Yeah. And the fans, we are seeing them from outside the windows, the office buildings along the way, and watching and soaking it in because they've got a long little journey to head on down. So fun to see every single one of them. They do have to be a little bit tired, but they're not showing it right now. This is it. This is what you dream of.
And goes without saying, this is not a moment that happens because of any player or any play, any game, or really as much as, you know, this is Super Bowl 50. The seeds were planted years ago.
Yeah.
You think of the decision that Mr. B made when he decided that Coach Shanahan was no longer the right choice.
Right.
That must have been a tough choice for him, with all the professional respect that he had for Mike Shanahan, and to say thank you for everything that you've done, but we're going to try something else. He brings in John Fox. And John Fox, by the standards of the NFL, did
very
a heck of
successful.
A job.
Yes.
But that's not the standard here. The standard here is Super Bowl.
And that was hard on John Elway. He talked about that. He really liked, and what was not to like about John Fox?
Yep.
Likeable guy. Very likable guy. I mean, he didn't have that Rex Ryan persona about him. I mean, very likable person, but it wasn't working the way that he felt it should be working. So
Joe Ellis and John Elway, the blessing of the Bolin family, decided to move forward. And they moved forward by going way back to the old backup, bringing Kubiak back.
You love those stories. Could you imagine what it was like in the hotel room when Elway and Kubiak were roommates back in the day? I mean, what they sat and talked about. He said they used to sit and talk a lot, you know, just talk about the game. And now how that relationship has evolved and changed over the years. So, and we see the cheerleaders, you know, everybody just thinks, oh gosh, you know, beautiful women that know how to dance. They all have real jobs. They work for a living. And this is what they do in addition. And every community service, I mean, good grief, they were at all of our magnet giveaways. I mean, they work hard. So let's give them a shout out too as well.
We run out of fire trucks?
I don't know. I can't
move to pickups.
Yeah, they did have a couple of pickups in there.
As we watch from Sky 9, as the Broncos parade moves its way through town, we'll bring you some ground-level shots when they approach our cameras and our crews there down below. This is a nice respite for the crowd, which had been shouting at the top of its lungs for hours now.
I know.
And they're watching what you're watching. There's a projection of our feed up on the big monitors here at Civic Center Park.
Miles is getting a rest. It's about time. Actually chilling.
That's better than those hoverboards that keep catching fire. That's pretty nice.
I know.
That's pretty sweet gig there.
That's very sweet. I like it. A lazy boy just leasing back, chilling for a little bit. And we know Thunder took the trip, of course, to California as well, so we might see Thunder. I'm guessing. And some of the super fans. These are the Broncos super fans.
Father-son pair right there. I remember an estimate of hundreds of pom-poms used to make those outfits.
And they're there when it's 95 degrees outside in those.
Yep.
Just like they're there when it's 2.
We'll be watching on this super fan float to see if we can catch a glimpse of the Broncos' nod to the late barrel man. Becky McKernan, Tim McKernan's widow, will be in the parade in some form or fashion. I have to think she might be on that float right there.
I know. Well, he wrote the book. I mean, he was the first and the original, and nobody else has ever really matched him.
Here's your Broncos Stampede band. They also put in a lot of long hours.
Yeah.
Dedication to the team.
For the love of the team.
Events. Yep.
For the love. Yeah. You think about if you have that opportunity to go to a game, and I, you know, if you even get to one game a year, I mean, there are those season ticket holders that go to every game, but for a lot of us, just going to one game is a big deal. There are so many things that play into that experience, and so many groups. It is about the music, and it's about the people, the super fans that you see, and it's about the cheerleaders and everything that they put it together to make it part of the experience. But then we talk a lot about where we were, you know, when that 4,000th touchdown is thrown by Peyton Manning, and when they beat the Patriots, and, you know, on and on.
The Broncos parade is approaching 17th and Broadway. That's where Gary Shapiro and Corey Rose have been for the morning. Let me ask you this, Kim. As they rejigger a camera there, let me ask you this. Do you think Peyton's made up his mind?
No, I don't.
I think he has.
You do?
I do.
I really think, I don't know. Maybe in that one part of his soul, but he needs to talk it out. I loved when his dad said, I had this image of that, you know, the big old chief notebook, when he said, we tend to write things down,
yep,
the pros and the cons. And I just see him, you know, like maybe you have the decision in your heart, but you still sit down with his wife, Ashley, he keeps talking about, and like write down, yes, no, yes, no, and like kind of poll everybody and then decide.
If he wants any advice, we know a guy he could talk to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? I mean, wait, one off is over. Excuse me, John.
I know. And that's the thing. I mean, I'm sure that, don't you think that they probably have talked a lot about it? I mean, when did you get to that place and how did you know? I mean, this definitely has been the season that probably has tested him the most in so many ways. At a level that we could never imagine, you know, how difficult it was for him. And the injury alone, the plantar fasciitis, I have been told by so many people is the most painful thing you could ever possibly go through. And, you know, planting your foot when you throw, I mean, ridiculously painful. So there had to be some long nights when he was sitting there thinking, am I going to even stand? Never mind the fact I've endured the neck surgery and everything else I've gone through. Am I going to be able to stand up?
I tend to think Peyton's made up his mind, but he's just too much of a, I don't know, student of the game and a class act to overshadow this moment.
He would overshadow it. If he would have said, this is it, that's all everybody would have been focused on, and focused on across the country. It would have been absolutely all about him. And he didn't want it all about him. He can have his own day down the road. And I think he realizes that I'll do it at a different time in a different place. Because he's always been thrust into the spotlight, you know. The Manning family in general, you know, have been in a different place. And I think there's time to deflect it a little bit, in their opinion. Are we looking at crowds just milling around here? I'm trying to put our perspective on Sky 9 right now.
That's right over top of us right now.
That's what
I thought. We're in the bottom
right
left corner
Civic
of that
Center
right
Park.
There. So now you're looking at the back end of Civic Center Park leading up toward the Capitol. That's the thinner end of things. And there's Broadway and the parade route. The Broncos are approaching. Our camera at 17th and Broadway will take you there shortly for an up-close and personal view.
Ribbons of orange.
What an absolutely beautiful day and moment for the city. We could do this in snow if we had to.
Yeah.
But why?
But why? That's right. There they are. That's the leaders of the pack right there.
Let's sit back and soak it in.
Yeah.
Conserving energy.
Yeah. Well, they turned all of a sudden. I thought, oh, there they are. And now they're heading to 13th Street, and then they'll be going inside, we assume. They'll come up on the steps here at the City and County Building and step out. So it's just, and those folks up in the state capitol have a pretty good seat.
Yeah, all the folks on the balcony there.
Yeah.
Looking out from the governor's office. There's thunder.
Thank you.
shot. To look at our city and see this, and the crowd has just grown, and as you pointed out, so respectful, so excited, so enthusiastic. No problems. It's just a good day.
Caught a glimpse there of former Buff Tyler Palumbus.
And they've been leading the crowd in chants along the way, occasionally defense and Broncos, and it's been fun.
Okay, I hear you now. I can hear you now.